It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. And I figured out what the mostest is, y'all. It's animation. I'm the hostess with the mostest animation, y'all. That's what it is. I asked the Lord, why'd you have me say that? He told me this morning, because you're animated.
There you go.
And I'm like, okay. And he said, the world needs more of that.
Amen.
So, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that three ways. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can send it to our text line, 580-485-0837. Or you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. I think I covered it all. Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. Thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for the great rain that you have brought to us. And Lord, we just ask today that you would just pour out your spiritual rain upon us today, spiritual rain upon the listeners, Lord, today. I pray, Lord God, that you just open our hearts, open our minds, be receptive of what you have for us today in your word. We just thank you for our listeners. We thank you for this broadcast and all the lives that is being touched and being reached for the glory of God. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So I really like your title this morning, Life Within the Seed.
Life Within the Seed. Yeah.
I've got my tablet, my pen.
There you go.
And my favorite book. I'm ready, sir. Let's go.
Amen. We'll get right into it this morning. Okay. So everyone can see. Yeah. Our scripture this morning is going to be Luke chapter 8. Verses 4 through 15 is what I'm going to read and study from mostly today. We'll add a few scriptures as we go through the lesson, but this is just really what the Lord laid up on my heart for us today. And I think it's a word and a reminder for all of us and how powerful God is and how powerful His Word is. And so I just want to begin reading here in Luke chapter 8, starting in verse number 4. And this is the parable of the sower. And it reads, "And when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, and sprang up and yielded a crop, a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He who has ears to hear, let him hear.'" In verse 9, "Then his disciples asked him, saying, 'What does this parable mean?' And he said, 'To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing that they may not see, and hearing they may not understand.'" Verse 11, "Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. And then verse 15, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. And a key word there in 15 is bear fruit with patience. Patience is a big key. It's a big part to everything in our life, even within our own faith. And so patience plays a key part in everything that we do, even concerning the Word of God, how we pray, how we live our life. I think patience is one of the things that we struggle with the most, that we can all relate to. But God helps us with that. He works on us every day. But the Lord just really began speaking to me concerning this parable and some things that we can really dive into today that I think that we can receive some. I was just thinking about just the one word seed and what a seed is and what a seed does and how life is within the seed. And I was just thinking about like a flower seed or, you know, like a watermelon seed, any type of seed. You have this small little seed in your hand. You're holding it there, and you're like, how can this produce a crop? How is this able to produce a flower, a piece of fruit? How is that possible? Because we can't really understand how much power and how much life lives inside that small little seed and how powerful that is. You know, everything that it needs to become, that crop needs to become that flower, that piece of fruit. It all starts from a small seed. And what we must see from the seed is perfect. The seed is flawless. There's nothing wrong with the actual seed. But if the soil is not acceptable of the seed, you will never see the full potential of that seed. I want to say that again. If the soil is not acceptable of the seed, you will never see the full potential of that seed. You'll never see what it was created to be. I can take a flower seed. I don't have any seeds with me this morning. I guess I should have brought some. Even a mustard seed. A lot of people just see like the mustard seed is just a small, tiny, tiny seed, but it actually grows to be something big and massive and great. But a lot of times it's hard to see that just from that small little seed. And so we can take these seeds, hold it in our hand. We can put them in our pocket. We can leave them in the package. And we can say, you know what, we're going to, you know, this has the potential of being something great. But our hand and our pocket and that little package that it comes in is not acceptable soil to that seed. How many times do we do that within our life? How many times do we take the Word of God, because it told us that the Word is the seed, how many times do we leave that stored away? Stored away in our pockets, stored away just in our thoughts, stored away in our memory when it was designed and created to be something greater and more powerful. And, you know, in verse 11, Jesus tells us, as we said, that the seed is the Word of God. And the seed of the Word of God must be sown into rich, acceptable soil within our life. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning. I want us to not just look at the seed, not just look at the Word, but I really want us to examine our life and examine ourselves and say, where is the Word falling? How are we receiving this word? How are we speaking this word into our life? How are we praying the word into our life and the soil of our life? I want us to examine the soil of our life. Are we receiving it? Are we accepting it? And I think that's very important that as we speak the word, pray the word, declare the word over our life, that it falls on that rich soil, so it can be created to be in our life what it was already designed to be. This word is powerful. It's alive. It's effective. It's true. I told the church last Sunday that it's here to stay. It's here to last. Things are going to fade away, but the word is going to remain. And so we've got to do everything that we can to accept this word fully into our life and fully into our heart. And so when we talk about the soil, what we're talking about is soils. We're talking about our heart. We're talking about our soul. We're talking about how we receive this word directly into our life. The condition of our heart and soul will determine how effective the word will be in our life. It's the heart and the soul that determines the true effectiveness of God's word within our life and what the Lord is truly able to accomplish within our own life. How many knows that the Lord wants to accomplish very much within our life? He wants to accomplish great things within our life through the word. And as we said, containing the seed, that the seed is not defective, that the seed is not flawless. This word is not defective. There's no defects in this word. This word is flawless. If you take this word as the whole genuine, don't take anything away. Don't add anything to it. Sometimes we try to add things to the word or take things from the word to kind of spice it up a little bit. This word don't need no spice. It's already spiced up. It's already powerful enough. It needs, all we need to do is accept it, apply it to our life as the whole genuine word of God, and understand that this word, when it's placed into our life, the true effectiveness of our life, that God can create and accomplish great, mighty things within our life. That's where miracles take place. That's where the supernatural takes place. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that this morning because I believe we're in a day and time where we need to start seeing the manifestation of the supernatural working power of God. We've heard it preached. We've heard it taught. Now it's time that we start applying these things to our life and say, God, bring it to pass within my life. Come on. Bring it to pass through me. And I believe that we're at that day and time. This word, as we said, it's perfect, it's flawless, there's no spot, there's no wrinkle. Our lives, it's possible to have spot and wrinkles in our life, but we don't need to blame it on the word of God. The word of God, is not, there's no spot and wrinkle in it when we concerning the word. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I know for myself, whenever, I went far. I went way far, brother. And when I came back, when I made the decision to get clean again and to do my best to live for God,
yes,
to live for my Jesus, first thing I had to do was, Lord, I can't do it. I've been lying to myself, and I do not have this. I need you.
Right.
And then I had to make another decision. I had to make the decision to get back into the word. But before I did that, I decided, okay, this is the word of God. This is your word. Therefore, I'm going to set aside everything I thought I knew.
Yes.
Everything that I was taught and learned about you, I'm laying everything aside, Lord. And I'm going to make the decision right now before I even start reading every single word in this is true and real. Lord, I may not understand it all, but I know your Holy Spirit within me will bring it to me.
Right.
You will light it up. And then, as I'm reading it, and he illuminates it to where Monica can, receive it, and then apply it to my life. And man, the ripple effect the ripple effect that has had on my family. Not only am I clean from prescription drugs, IV drug use, and alcohol, not only am I free, but that little boy out there, his mama just passed 8 months clean.
Amen.
And then his aunt, my two bonus daughters, are both in rehabs now because they seen the change that the Lord has made in my life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's powerful.
Man, there's nothing like it.
Right. And, you know, that's what's so amazing about God and amazing about his word, and even here in this passage that we're talking about today, is how he breaks it down to our level. Mm-hmm. He says, you know what, you should understand as a believer, as a Christian, as a follower, you should understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. But those that are not able to understand all these mysteries, let me bring it down to their level in the way of a parable.
Come on.
And teach and show them. And that's exactly what God is able to do with us. He's able to come down to us and to open up his word, open up his teachings into our life on our level in a way that we're able to understand. Only God can do that.
Come on.
Only God can do that. But it's so powerful because he plants that seed within our life. Just concerning the word of God, here's things that we've heard so many times and we've heard taught and preached. But something that we really need to grab a hold of in our life is this word is still sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it feels like the word of God becomes dull and all. But every time that you read this word, every time you declare it, every time you believe it over your life, the sharper that it gets, the sharper that it becomes. It still sets captives free. This word can still open deaf ears. It can still raise the dead. It still cleanses. It still sanctifies. It still fills with his power, with his spirit. He still brings salvation into the life of people. It's still the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how powerful and effective this word is and how powerful and effective that the Lord desires it to be within our life. This word is God-breathed. I like that. This word is God-breathed. God is breathing his breath into us by his word. And I just think that's what the Lord's doing today. Refreshing. Just feel like today that there's ones that's going to be listening or maybe listening this morning that feel down and drained, but God is breathing new life into them today.
Yes.
He's breathing a new freshness into their spirit today by his word. Only God can do that. Because as we said, there's sometimes that it feels like the word is not working. And the word is just not effective. You know, we're reading it, we hear it preached, we hear it taught, but it just seems like there's something blocking the word from being effective in our life. I think we've all been there at a time. You know, we're praying, we're reading, we're, you know, doing everything that we can, but it seems like that it's just not being truly effective like we desire for it to be. And so many times we blame the word. Sometimes, you know, and it's easy to get to that point. You know, I've read this scripture, I've read this 1,000 times, but it does not seem to be working. But this is what we must do when we get to those points and we get to those places in our life, because it's easy for flesh to come and take over. It's easy for flesh to take over our mind, over our thoughts, for the enemy to come in and say, you know what, this word's not working in your life. But what we've got to do in this time and in this moment where we get to that place is that's where we got to receive that word even more by faith. This is where patience comes in. This is where God says, you know what? Be patient in what I'm able to do. Be patient. And so I just put here in my notes this morning that we've got to receive the word with faith and not so much attitude.
Come on.
Sometimes it's easy for attitude to raise up. Well, this ain't working. I'm putting it to the wayside and say, you know what? I'm still believing it by faith. I'm still believing it's true. It's effective. This too will come to pass.
Yes.
Just keep saying that. This too will come to pass. You know, just some things that really just amaze me is, you know, so many, I know Neva has some thoughts here. What amazes me is we hear, as we said, we hear the word taught, we read it over our life, we pray it and all this, and God's pouring out his word in abundance. I mean, the way of technology, I mean, the word's getting out there in abundance. The Spirit of God is moving in abundance, and many don't realize it. Many don't realize it.
I was just thinking about that waiting, and when we look in the Bible and we see how many years some of the men waited, and men and women waited.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord said this is going to happen, and 40 years down the road,
right,
it still hadn't happened. And we don't want to wait 4 days. You know, we're an impatient bunch. We want to stick it in the microwave and get it right out and eat it or whatever. We want instant satisfaction. We're impatient.
We are. You know, I just think about Noah, you know, building that ark for all those numbers of years, and everybody told him it was crazy, but he was still determined to carry it through and determine it. But look at the end when it started raining, you know, and so, you know, it's just amazing. But we got to understand that the problem, as we said, the problem is not with the word. It's effective, it's true, but it's how we receive it within our life. The problem is not with the seed. The problem, 100% of the time, is with the soil.
Yeah.
Because this word is 100% real. It's 100% truth. It's 100% effective. Mm-hmm. But the problem is with where the word and the teaching and all, where it falls at within our life. And I just say that there's a lot of seed, there's a lot of this word, a lot of the teaching that's falling to the wayside. Mm-hmm. A lot of this word's being wasted.
Yeah.
We take a lot of things for granted. You know, we take a lot of things for granted in our life. And it's time to come back and say, you know what, I need to receive that deeper within my life. I need to receive this word deeper within my life. Many times the word falls on very hard hearts and hard soils.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy for life to hit us, mm-hmm. and our heart becomes hardened. People become hurt. People become let down. And so that it creates a hardness on their heart and soul where they're not able to receive the way that the Lord desires.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thankful to know that the Lord can break through the toughest of soil. God can break through the toughest mm-hmm. of not and get his word to the place that it needs to get within our life. I just put on here, when we're talking about soil, that there's a big difference between rich, you know, rich soil to plant things in it and concrete. You know, how many times we try to plant things just on concrete, but many times what we try to do with the Word of God. The Word of God is falling on concrete sometimes within our heart and life, and we're expecting God to create a harvest.
Mm.
When he's saying, you know what, that seed just needs to get on some fertile, rich soil in your life so it can create what it was designed to create. And so it just makes a big difference on where the seed, where this word falls at within our life. In Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, Paul tells us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that transformation changes the soil.
Mm-hmm.
It changes that. It lifts the hardness. It shows us the true richness. And it just changes our mind. It changes our focus. on how we perceive this word within our life. And so it's important that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind and our thinking determines the type of ground that the seed will fall on, if that makes sense this morning. I hope this is making sense this morning.
Absolutely.
You know, if we come, for instance, if we come to church, okay, we come to the house of God, and we walk in the doors already thinking spiritually, already thinking mentally, you know what, I'm defeated. If you're already defeated walking in the door, if your thinking is already there, you know, it's going to be hard for that word to fall where it needs to fall. Because what we do is we just, every time we walk in and say, you know what, I'm here, but I don't think anything's going to happen. I don't think anything's going to change. You know, it's possible, but I really don't think so. What we've done is we've just poured a whole ton of concrete on our heart, whole ton of concrete on our soul. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God's going to have a hard time. If we're already defeated walking in, he's going to have a hard time working. But I'm thankful to know that even in those places, God can still reach us, break up that hard ground, say, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Let me show you what you were designed to be and do within your life. So, in Luke 8 and verse 12, as we read just a moment ago, Jesus tells us the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts. And enemies comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. It's the same with this word. He wants to kill it. He wants to steal it and destroy it from getting into our life. Because the enemy knows that he is defeated by this word. There's life in this word. There's power in this word. And he is defeated by this word. And so, and he knows that. He understands that we're empowered by that. That we walk in the power and the authority by this word. And how it comes into our life. So what the enemy tries to do is he tries to keep it in seed form.
Come on.
He tries to keep it in seed form. And so whenever this word falls on our heart that's hardened, that we have a defeated mindset and all, it falls on there. Guess what? The enemy comes and he's stealing that. God's trying to reach us. God's trying to, but we don't want any part of that because we're already defeated. And so he comes and he steals that word from the hard places. But God's saying, you know what? The faster that you get that word deep within your heart and soul, the enemy cannot come and get it and steal it from you.
Amen.
And that's where God really starts performing, I call it the crop and the harvest and things like that. And we're going to get into that this morning. I think we're almost at a halfway point. We'll pray, but that's going to be the second part. We're going to start getting into how we can see the true crop and the true harvest, miracles. Amen. Supernatural things take place within our life through the word.
Amen. You know, something that the Lord laid on my heart a while back last week while Mr. German was here, the Lord spoke, his spirit spoke to me, and it was like, he said, you know, I did not, you know, he spoke everything. He spoke it into existence. But when it came to us, and it just melts my heart, when it came to us, he didn't speak us into existence. He took the time to create us in their image.
Amen. Yes.
And whenever he was done creating us with his hands, he didn't speak life into us. He came and breathed it.
Yes.
He breathed life into us.
Amen.
And that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Lord. Just wow.
It's awesome. It's powerful.
We do have several prayer requests.
Okay.
The first one is for Diane Thompson, who is in the Clinton Hospital. And the next one is to pray for the family of Margie Lois Swart, who went to her heavenly home at the sweet age of 91. And then we want to pray for Ryan Casey, a young man who's having surgery today, and Ryan is battling brain cancer. And his mom said today he's more worried than usual concerning this surgery. And, you know, everyone talks about how brave and how strong and what a fighter Ryan is, and praise God for that.
Yes.
And then also I want to pray for Larry Lane, who's going through some major treatments for the cancer that he's been battling. And I know one day last week they went to the city to take one of the treatments, and his white count was so low that they couldn't give it to him. And being married to Joe and us having to travel to the city every time we turn around, I know that had to be heartbreaking and frustrating to travel that, you know, 120 miles from here in Elk City to Yes. OU Medical Center and then get there and find out that, you know, your white blood count's too low to take the treatment that you've already had a port put in for. So you're dealing with that.
Right.
So let's lift Larry up today.
Amen. Let's pray for these this morning. Dear Father, we come before you today. Lord God, we're talking about your word, Lord God, and we speak your word, Lord God. We speak by faith today, believing and knowing that you're able, Lord God, to make a way, that you're able, Lord God, to bring, Lord, these prayer requests, Lord, in these needs today, that you're able, Lord, to bring them through, Lord God, that you're able to bring answers, Lord God, that you're able to bring comfort, Lord God, everything that we're in need of today, healing today. Lord, we pray for, Lord God, Diane Thompson, Lord God, who is in the Clinton Hospital today, Lord God. We just ask that you would, Lord God, would just move and minister, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that you would just, Lord, fill that room, God, with your presence, God. I pray that you would just begin to start, Lord God, giving her the strength that she needs, Lord God. We're believing, Lord God, for a full, complete recovery to take place, Lord God. And I just pray that you would just, Lord God, give them hope today, God. I pray, Lord God, you be with the doctors, Lord God, those, Lord God, no matter the trial, the test that is coming, Lord God, I just pray that you would just minister, Lord God, in a mighty way. Lord, I pray today, Lord God, for the family, Lord God, of Margie, Lord God. We just ask, Lord God, that you would just be with them, Lord God. I pray that you'd surround them today with your love, with your peace, and with your comfort, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you, Lord God, Lord, for, Lord, a good long life, Lord God, as she passed, Lord, at the age of 91, Lord God. What a blessing, Lord God, that is. And I just pray that you would just continue to strengthen and lift this family up in the days and the weeks, months, and years to come. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Lord, for Ryan today, with Lord God, who's having surgery, who's having, Lord God, this procedure today, Lord God. We know, Lord, what he's facing, Lord God. We know that he's battling, Lord God, but we know that you're the healer of every form of cancer, and we know, Lord God, that we have power, we have might, and we have authority, and today we speak life. Today, Lord God, we speak healing, and we speak restoration, Lord God, today. I pray that you would be, Lord, with his family today, Lord God. I pray that you'd be with those that are with him, Lord God. I just pray that you would just move and minister, Lord. I pray that you'd bring, Lord God, bring him through this. Perform a miracle, Lord God, within the situation, within his life. Lord, bring a testimony, Lord God, through his life. Lord, we're believing for it today. Lord, we pray for Larry Lane, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you administer to him, Lord God, as he has these treatments, Lord God, the cancer, Lord God, that he's been facing and battling with, Lord God. We just take power and we take authority over it, Lord God. By your stripes, we are healed and we are made whole, Lord God. And we have faith today, believing and knowing that you are God and that you are able, Lord, to work the impossible, Lord God. I continue to pray for each and every one of our listeners, Lord God, every unspoken request. Lord, you know what we face and what we're going through, and today we say thank you for the answered prayers. We say thank you for the miracles. We say thank you, Lord, for what you continue to do behind the scenes, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministry is located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. They are our sponsor for today. The Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks and shoes off, y'all. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here in the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Bardice & Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Bardice difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarbaraDicenFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
It ain't time for lettuce, y'all. We're still in the meat of the meal. Our guest today, you are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest today is Pastor Chasten Music. His title for this morning is Life Within the Seed. Back to you, sir.
Amen. So that's what we've been talking about this morning. We've been talking about the seed. More importantly, we've been talking about the soil, where the Word of God falls at within our life and how it can be effective. What we got to understand is we're running out of time. God. We're on limited time, and what we do with this Word is everything within our life, spiritually, physically, mentally. This Word covers it all. It covers it all in our life, and so we got to understand we're on limited time. And it's time that we not start just planting this seed deep within our life, this Word deep within our life. But we're in a time now, put in here, that we've got to start putting some miracle grow on this seed in
our
life.
Come on.
We've got to start putting some miracle grow, and we've got to start getting ready to start receiving a crop. Because, you know, many times we live our life years and years. You know, I think about the man at the pool of Bethesda for all those numbers of years when he could have had his healing. How many times do we sit and live our life continuing to be in a seed form?
Come on.
All these years, and now it's time that we got to start getting into a crop form within our life, and God's going to start preparing us for a harvest. And so I put in here, our miracle grow is our praise. Miracle grow is our praise and thanks unto the Lord. We have the faith for it. We have received the Word. Now we're going to praise Him and thank Him for it.